This is Proposals Squared, a Stargate Atlantis fanfic written by Logic Gun and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Rodney McKay, John Shepard, with additional tags for Proposals, Engagement, Rings, POV, Radek Zelenka. Summary. In which Radek is everyone's wingman. Author's notes. For Amy Cooper, Cerulean Beekeeper, who posted this awesome plot bunny on Tumblr. John has a ring and is trying to work up the courage to propose to Rodney. Rodney has a ring and is trying to work up the courage to propose to John. Radek knows what both John and Rodney have planned. It's been 3 weeks. He doesn't know whether to laugh or cry over these two idiots. But of course, he's not telling either. The ring is beautiful. Brushed titanium, banded with a bright cut channel. Engraved on the inside is an infinity symbol, and it sits snugly in a leather ring box lined with dark green satin. John just stands there, looking nervous and earnest and, God help him, adorable. And with each silent second that passes, his expression gets tighter and tighter until he's furrowing his brow. "It is perfect," Radek tells him with absolute confidence. He hands the ring box back to John, who looks down at it with worried eyes.
"Are you sure? Because you are the person that knows him best, and if it isn't perfect, if I could have picked a better..."
"Rodney will love it." Radek is certain of this, because it's exactly the same as the ring Rodney showed him 3 weeks ago, except that it's sized to fit a wider finger. "Besides, I think you know him a little better than I do, no?"
"It wasn't very expensive," John confides in hushed tones. "But it was the only one that wasn't garish."
"Garish is bad," agrees Radek. "Garish would bring Rodney out in hives, and then I would have to suffer his wrath as he took it out on all of us."
"Because he wouldn't want to take it out on you," he doesn't say.
"Cool." John closes the box and grins.
"I was thinking about asking him at the harvest celebration. Maybe make a thing of it?"
"No," yells Radek, and everyone within earshot turns to look at them. He waves them off and tugs at John's arm, pulling him into the corner of the lab. Rodney has already expressed discomfort for such a public affair, had made Radek promise on his contribution to the Nobel Prize-winning work that he wouldn't tell a soul for fear of some kind of public involvement. He's got to get John's thoughts to something private.
"I mean, that would be very big and very grand and very festive. But perhaps something a little quieter, more intimate, I know."
"We could go for a trip in a jumper."
Yes, the eclipse on M70449 next week."
"I think Lauren has taken Parrish to see that. Wouldn't want to step on any toes."
Radek racks his brain for another idea.
"You could... Oh, the nebula on the outskirts of this galaxy. We have long-range sensor readings, but up close it will be beautiful. We have been meaning to send someone to chart and photograph it, but no one has the time. Rodney would appreciate it. He often forgets to take time to look at the sky, even though he is an astrophysicist."
"That sounds great, Radek. Thanks."
"How about a picnic?"
"A Rodney McKay with a full stomach is more pliable than one without." "No," John shakes his head. "Never again. I took him on a picnic once, and he spent the whole evening comparing it to my date with Shia. He was sulking for weeks after that."
"Still, you will need something edible," insists Radek. "Something decadent."
"The Marines have a chocolate fountain in the rec room. I could get some melted chocolate and some of those strawberry-like things from M2X332.
"Ah, very romantic."
There's a rush outside the lab, and one very panicky Rodney comes striding in through the doors.
Radek, I need to talk to you about... John?
John stealthily slides the ring box into his pocket and smiles at Rodney.
Hey, buddy, what's up? Nothing. I'm fine. Everything is fine. I was just... Work. Radek should be working. I need to talk to him about something work-related. Complicated physics and whatnot. Wait, what are you doing here?
I'm just... The Colonel was just informing me that Major Lorne will be available to shuttle personnel to the mainland next week, says Radek quickly.
And now he is leaving, yes?
Yeah, says John. I'm gonna go back to my office. Thanks, Radek.
Thank you, Colonel.
John squeezes Rodney's arm as he passes. The second he leaves the lab, Rodney's dragging Radek into his office.
You didn't tell him anything, did you? He hisses.
No, Rodney, I told him nothing. I would not ruin this for you.
No, of course not. Look, are you sure about the ring?
Yes, Rodney, I am sure. I was sure yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that. I will be sure tomorrow and the next day also.
I was thinking about the plan, and, you know, maybe I should do it at the Harvest Festival after all. I don't like that kind of fanfare, but maybe John would. I could...
Rodney, says Radek, removing his friend's hand from his arm.
Have I mentioned the nebula on the outskirts of the galaxy? The one that needs a name? It would be most beautiful, I know.
The end.